Commercial bank economists are calling on the Reserve Bank of New Zealand to reinstate lending restrictions, warning the housing market is spiralling out of control. In May, the Reserve Bank temporarily removed loan-to-value ratio restrictions, freeing banks to sell mortgages to buyers with small deposits. Since June, lending to investors has tripled, and last month, banks lent out more than $7.3 billion to house buyers. It's an all-time record. With us now, Mike Jones, a senior economist at ASB Bank. Morena.
Good morning.
This sounds like a pretty potent cocktail fueling the housing market.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things fueling the housing market at the moment. It's certainly one-way traffic, low interest rates, very tight supply, and at the margin, I think the dropping of those LVR restrictions back in May has enabled a little more highly leveraged lending to occur than might have otherwise.
Should you be tougher with your lending?
Well, the banks reportedly are still looking at the borrowing, their borrowing pretty closely, but clearly there has been an increase, quite a clear pickup in lending to high LVR investors since those restrictions were dropped, and that is in part leading to the pressure on house prices.
So where is this fuel then for the fire coming from? Is it coming from the Reserve Bank taking off the LVRs, or is it coming from the banks lending out all this cash?
Well, it's mainly coming from very low interest rates and a very tight supply. When the Reserve Bank took off these restrictions back in April, there's no way it could have known we'd be in the sort of scenario that we are, which is we had a really deep recession, but strangely enough, we also had a housing boom. So we think the facts have changed in terms of the Reserve Bank's view of those LVR restrictions. So we think, as you said in your intro, there is some merit in rolling back those restrictions.
So the Reserve Bank should roll back the restrictions immediately?
Well, we don't have a strong view on the timing. I guess our view is that the Reserve Bank has said in May that they would leave them off for a year, and we think if it did wait indeed until May next year, it would risk letting the cat out of the bag a little bit and the housing boom would get a little bit further away from us.
Okay, so don't wait till May next year, but when should they act in your view?
As I said, we don't have a strong view on the timing. One thing the Reserve Bank has to be careful about is ensuring that returning the LVR restrictions doesn't interfere with the mortgage holiday scheme, and that was one of the reasons the restrictions were removed in the first place, so there will have to be some consultation and planning around that. And then that can take a couple of months.
Okay, how ethical, though, is your lending? Because you're not, you're still very much significantly part of this. So are you happy with the way that your bank is lending in this situation?
I don't have visibility over my bank's or ASB Bank's lending, but all of the banks are pretty rigorously testing their borrowing at present. It's worth pointing out that high LVR lending is still quite a small proportion of the total, and it's not just investors that have been borrowing or increasing their borrowing of late. We've also seen a pickup in first home buyer lending. In fact, first home buyer lending it currently exceeds that to investors, and that's been right across the banking sector.
Appreciate your time, Mike Jones, a senior economist at ASB Bank.